After more than a decade of conflict, dialogue and negotiation are the only way forward in Darfur, says the head of the African Union United Nations mission in the region. Mohamed Ibn Chambas on Thursday held his first press conference since taking the helm last April of the peacekeeping operation known as UNAMID. Darfur, a region in western Sudan, first came to global attention in February 2003 following fighting between government troops and allied militias known as Janjaweed and various rebel groups. An estimated 200,000 people died and more than 2 million were displaced due to the conflict. Chambas told reporters that fighting continued unabated in 2013.
In 2013, the conflict in Darfur surpassed a decade. There was a steep escalation in tribal conflicts and the battle between government forces and armed movements continued unabated, both with devastating consequences on the civilian population in the region. It was also indeed a sad year for UNAMID. 16 of our personnel lost their lives in the line of duty in attacks against peacekeepers, attacks which constitute a war crime and clear violation of international law.
The African Union UN mission has been in Darfur since 2007, following the signing of a peace accord the previous year. Because there were few signatories, a renewed peace process resulted in another agreement signed in Doha, Qatar in 2011. Since then, efforts have been made to get more parties to join the Doha Document for Peace in Darfur, which addresses issues ranging from the root causes of the conflict to power sharing, justice, and reconciliation.
My message from the beginning has been unequivocal, in that after 10 years of conflict, after 10 years of violence and a military option, it is clear that that cannot resolve the conflict in Darfur. And to truly meet the needs of the people one espouses to represent, the way forward is only through dialogue and negotiations.
Meanwhile, in New York, the UN Security Council heard how the turmoil which broke out in South Sudan in December has also affected Darfur. Hervé Ladsous, head of the UN Department of Peacekeeping Operations, said there's been a reported influx of South Sudanese citizens into East Darfur.
This crisis has the potential to draw in many of the Sudanese rebel movements and unravel the efforts not only to resolve the crisis in Darfur, but also the conflict in the two states, South Kordofan, Blue Nile area, and more broadly, the efforts to normalize Sudan-South Sudan relations.
The UN peacekeeping chief called for continued support for humanitarian, protection, and mediation efforts in Darfur. Deanne Penn, United Nations.